Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the lead-off spot, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brannan. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Lind applying the tag. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Summa moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Brannon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jameson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields the ball and throws to Hudlin covering. Safe. Blue scores. O'Rourke moves to third. It's Browns, 1, Indians, 1. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive towards short. Sewell catches it, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. O'Rourke scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Browns. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0-for-1 in the game. McGowan hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Maynish moves to third. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. McGowan moves to second. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gray moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Langford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Lovson now pitching. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGowan takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lovson fields it and throws to third for the out. McGowan moves to second. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McNeely takes first base on ball 4. McGowan moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-2 in the game. Shang hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McGowan scores. Brannon scores. McNeely moves to second. It's 4-1, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gray is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to third. Shang moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. McNeely scores. Shang moves to third. Blue moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell strikes out. One out. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kress bunts in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Lind moves to third. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. Lind scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Browns. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gray takes first base on ball 4. Shang moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Blue is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball to center field. Langford throws towards the infield. Levson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Levson. Shang scores. Gray goes all the way around to score. O'Rourke moves to third. It's 7-2, Browns. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Langford for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovsen hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lind hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 3 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hodapp for the out. Lind moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-5, Browns. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Langford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians 5. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. McNeely hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Langford, who is chasing the ball. McNeely reaches third base with a triple. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McNeely scores. Two outs. It's 8-5, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for Dutch Levzon. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a pop-up towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lind hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.